It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And time for another garden show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral and Greenhouse, right, Dwayne?
Exactly. It's greenhouse time.
Got to add the greenhouse on the end of the title there.
Exactly. We kind of change the name as the year goes on, but it's greenhouse time, and also I'm going to call it lawn time, so we're going to talk about lawns today a little bit.
All right. Well, we got some more rain yesterday, Dwayne. I think it was your grandpa that always said, never complain about the moisture, right?
Yep. So one thing, though, I'm going to complain a little bit. Our grass is really growing, but it's kind of turning a lighter green, and so with the stressful winter on it and all the moisture we've had this spring, I don't think there's a lot of nutrients left, so make sure that you get some lawn fertilizer on your lawn.
Oh, you do that now then?
Yep. Okay. Definitely.
All right. As always, we're going to open up our phone lines here. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Or you can email us over to klqpfm@farmerstel.net. Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
You know, we put it on Facebook, a picture of it. It's called a Gold Splash Euonymus. It's kind of an unusual plant. It's a broadleaf evergreen, which means that it has leaves and it doesn't lose its leaves. Okay, so it keeps its leaves through the winter.
Hmm.
And it's very vibrant right now. It's dark green on the edge and yellow and white in the middle. And that yellow right now is, or gold as it's called, is really vibrant. Gold Splash Euonymus, the small spreading shrub. If you need something that's shorter, you should look at those. They're really cool.
So the leaves never fall off in the fall, huh?
No.
What do they do in the spring? They just come back to life then?
You bet. They turn different. It's really vibrant gold right now. It's really pretty. It's just like it livens up.
Nice.
It's cool.
Yeah, you can see that picture on our KLQP Facebook page. We just posted it there this morning. So.
And if you don't want to see a picture and you want to see the real thing, you can go to Heather Nursery and Floral Greenhouse Garden Center.
There you go. And you got three locations.
Yeah, Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right. All right, so what's our horticultural concern for the week, Dwayne?
It's definitely the lawns, okay? It's lawn time. And what I mean by that is I know a lot of people, the number one question that I answer is, when do I put my crabgrass preventer on? Well, I'm telling you, put it on. Okay, so it's crabgrass preventer time. And why you put a preventer on is that crabgrass comes up from seeds every year, okay? And the old plant died out. That's what you see that's kind of brown in your lawns, the flat grass. But the seeds are there, blow in. They also blow in with the wind or spread by animals, whatever. So you got to put a preventer down. And I think the best preventer is called Dimension. And you put Dimension down, that'll prevent those seeds from kills the seeds when they start germinating. But you got to have it on there before they germinate. So crabgrass preventer time.
Okay. And I'll be right over. I only have to walk a block to Heather Nursery here in Madison. I'm going to pick some of that stuff up.
Yep. And it comes with a fertilizer. It has a 1505 fertilizer on there. And so good time. The first number gets your grass turned green. That's the nitrogen. That's for the green growth.
Okay.
Up growth. So that has a good slow-release fertilizer in. And then the other thing I would do is that almighty dandelion is blooming out there like crazy.
It is.
Is weed control. And the general broadleaf weed control is called Trimec, and that'll kill your dandelions and the easy to kill broadleaf weeds. But the other question I get a lot is, how do I kill creeping Charlie or clover? And then you got to use a product called Weed Free Zone, and that'll kill creeping Charlie on that first spray.
Okay.
So there's different sprays for different weeds, okay?
Okay.
And if you have a question on that, you can get a hold of Dwayne.
That's right. Dwayne has the answer to everything, right?
Well, you know what? I've been doing this almost 50 years now, and kind of gotten, you know, every question almost possible, and you have to find a solution to it. And those, and you know, I want my friends and, you know, customers to be satisfied. So
that's right. 50 years in the business, huh, Dwayne?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Well, Maynard's celebrating 50 years in radio this month. He started 50 years ago in May, so.
Now we kind of started at the same time, so we've been around together for a long time.
There you go. Hey, staying with the lawn questions, one of the questions from our listeners was, how often should I use Trimec on my lawn? Does it hurt it if I use it too often?
Well, you know, you don't want to use any chemical any more than you have to, okay? And Trimec is a good broadleaf weed control, and if you use the right, you know, proportions, and if you buy a larger quantity of Trimec, which is a gallon jug will go 2.5 acres, so you don't need to have a lot of the chemical to do what it's going to do. Usually, you probably, I would say 3 times a year should take care of your weed problem really easy. You know, spring, summer, and especially fall to spray Trimec on. That should be enough. If you're going to do a little spot spraying, you could probably use more than that. And if you have some tougher to kill weeds, and step it up one notch, it's Trimec plus one other chemical, and that's called Weed Free Zone.
You mentioned spot spraying. The other way to use Trimec, you can put it in a, hook it up to your garden hose. What do you think? Is that effective too?
Oh yeah, okay. That's one of the easier, cheaper ways to use it, because all you have to do is have a hose and sprayer, and you can spray. Or some people have like a tank behind their lawnmower, or even on their fifth wheel, or I mean not fifth wheel, but their four wheelers, and so you got to calibrate, you know, how much chemical to put on your lawn. And if you go an acre, if you're going to go 2.5 acres, you need a gallon of Trimec to spray that.
You know what my question is whenever someone says acres?
Yeah.
How big is an acre?
43,520 square feet.
Oh, wow, okay. I'm trying to visualize that.
It's an average lawn in town, okay, is about 10,000 square feet, okay? So you need 4 lots in town to get an acre.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you for clearing that up. All right, another question from one of our listeners, and he listens every week. When is the best time to spray your fruit trees, and what spray would you recommend?
We sell a fruit tree spray called Bonide. Bonide fruit tree spray. And why it's a fruit tree spray, because it has a fungicide, insecticide, and a miticide in it. Okay, so it kind of takes care of all the ailments of a fruit tree as far as the spray is concerned. You definitely don't want to spray your fruit tree when it's blossoming, okay? Because it blossoms when the time that the insects pollinate the tree, okay? And you want to have the insects when your tree is in full bloom. And so the second time you should be spraying, as they say, when it's after the petal drop, after the flowers have fallen off, then you should start spraying your trees. And then usually it's every 2 to 3 weeks after that, but they're on the bottle. There's a chart, and I'll tell you when to spray.
Okay. What was the product name again?
It's a complicated one. It's called Fruit Tree Spray.
Okay. And you have that at Heather?
We definitely do.
Okay.
Our Heather Garden Department.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's one of our number one selling products that we sell, is fruit tree sprays, because it's a good all-purpose spray even for your bushes or, you know, plants that I even sometimes spray it on some of our perennial plants. So it's a good all-purpose spray.
Okay, now I don't really know nothing about spraying fruit trees or anything, so I'm going to ask a really elementary, simple question, okay? And you're spraying fruit trees to get a specific bug off the fruit, or why?
Oh yeah, there's specific bugs that attack fruit trees because it has a fruit there, and if it has rot, it rots a little bit or whatever. You get all different kinds of insects. Okay, so you want to spray for the insects. You also want to spray for diseases, because apple trees, because you prune them a lot, and you want your fruit to be perfect. So there's a fungicide in there, so it helps prevent the. And the fungus usually attacks the leaves and then goes on to the fruit. So you're taking care of a fungus problem and an insect problem at the same time.
Okay. All right, the phone is ringing, and we appreciate our listeners calling in lawn and garden questions for Dwayne. And Dwayne, here's one just called in. Why are leaves falling off some trees?
You know, we have that every spring. If it's a leaf, okay, you usually see that in the spring with the ash trees, because ash trees like to produce a lot of leaves, and it's an automatic thing. They'll abort some of the leaves because they produce too many leaves, so the leaves fall off. So that's a natural thing. There's also a lot of not leaves, but there's coverings of the bud and stuff that fall off, and that's happening a lot right now, that covering's falling down. And so it could also be that, plus the flowering crabs and a lot of these other trees are losing their petals from the flowers too. So there's a lot of things falling down from trees right now.
Okay, interesting, didn't realize that. Okay, we got time for one more question here. Is now a good time to trim your lilacs?
No,
why?
A rule of thumb, a general rule of thumb is you should not prune something when it's flowering, okay? The reason for that is the reason you grow lilacs is because of the lilacs flowers, so you can enjoy the lilacs. I mean, you could actually prune your lilac right now and it's not going to hurt it, but you might as well enjoy the flowers, unless you're trying to get rid of the flowers so you don't get the gnats. You could prune it, but usually you prune something right after it's done flowering.
Okay, after it's done flowering, okay.
Usually a thing, like, especially lilacs, because lilacs form their bud this year to bloom next year, okay? So that's a plant that you call flowers on old wood. Spireas flower on new growth, okay? So after your spireas are done flowering this year, prune them, they'll grow new growth and flower again this year. You can get your spireas to bloom four times in one year.
Okay. Real good, Dwayne. Well, all three greenhouses are open in all three of the locations, and you got the new one open up here in Madison.
Yeah, it looks nice. There are other greenhouses in Madison, Dawson, Madison, and Montevideo. Our plants look really nice this year. It was a good year for growing plants, so if you want to see some color or smell the smell of all these flowers, stop on in. We've had hummingbirds in already and butterflies, and It's kind of fun in the greenhouse again.
All right. And we've got Memorial Weekend coming up?
Yeah, if you have planters and you want us to plant them up, we like doing that. It's kind of fun to be creative. Or if you want to plant, we'll help pick out flowers or come and pick out. We have a lot of already potted up plants, or you can pick out a pot and pick out the plants. And I think that's fun. That's one of the fun things I really like to do.
Okay. All right, Dwayne, thanks a lot. Another great garden show there. You do a great job answering all the questions.
Yep, and everybody go out and enjoy the spring. It's great out there.
That's right. All right, that's Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse, and that's been another garden show here on Q92.